Muskegon City wrestling team actually went up to Hoxie first time in a few years and finished third in a pretty tough tournament there out of nine teams on the Saturday. And Colby and Hoxie tied for first. Scott City finishing in third here as they had a pretty good day there to start off the season here. Coach Aaron Dirks starting things off here. And, well, Coach, thanks again for joining me here. And as you look back at last Saturday, I think you had to be pretty happy overall with your team with a pretty young squad up against some pretty good wrestlers.
Yeah, I was happy. You know, I think I always you can always look back and say, man, I sure wish we would have done this better and maybe prepared them a little better for that. And but for the most part, in general, I was very pleased. I thought we were the aggressor. I thought we were in as good a shape as anybody else, and I thought we wrestled really really hard.
Yeah, and with a lot of newbies on your team there, you come out with two individual champions there. Gabe Bowers there, who we'll get to talk to you here in a little bit, took care of business at 285. And then one making his debut, the freshman Colin McDaniel. He was in a tough weight class there at 120, and he found his way to the top of the podium. And, you know, start off with those two, they'd set the tone for you guys here this year.
Yeah, Colin did a good job. I know that he's a McDaniel, and I know he can wrestle, but, you know, honestly, until you see him in a live high school match, I don't 100% know what to expect. So, you know, it was good to see him come out aggressive and kind of take it to those guys that were, you know, highly ranked. And the kid he beat in the semifinals was third at state last year, at 113. So, I mean, it was good competition for him. He's going to find some more competition this weekend. Probably have a pot of kids. So he's got another big one.
Yeah, that'll be a good early season test there. And mentioned Gabe here winning as well, and he ended up pinning the Colby kid there in the finals, and that's good to kind of set the tone for the season.
Yeah, you know, Gabe's getting to where he knows some of these guys too. I think he's wrestled Colby kid several times, so Gabe did good things. He did smart things. You know, we've come a long ways from his early years where he's just getting in bad position. He's learned how to stay in good position, and he's learned how to do what he's good at, which is, you know, some powerful things. I'd like him to get some more stuff on his feet, but other than that, he wrestled really smart, and he definitely took care of business. Three pins and got the win.
Had a couple others that were in some pretty tough weight classes there. Zach Rohrbaugh there at 132. He lost his final match to a very good kid from Hoxie, the Bell kid, and then at 145, you get Connor Armendariz is back in the lineup for the first time in a couple of years. And, wrestling up quite a few weight classes from the last time he took the mat and finished in a pretty tough weight class there at third.
Yeah. I was pretty pleased with Rohrbaugh. I thought he wrestled tough, you know, fighting through an injury. And, you know, we're going to sit him for a while and get him back after Christmas. But, you know, he looked good on his feet and just struggled a little bit once we got onto the mat with his injury in particular. But also wrestled a tough kid, and actually wrestled a couple of tough kids. So, you know, he did a good job. Connor's only going to get better. You know, that absence from the mat for a year is tough. You know, you lose a lot of your, I don't know what we call mat sense, I guess, where you're just in, you need to be in the right position at the right time. And I think that's going to come back to him pretty quick. And, you know, he looked good. So, yeah, I saw a lot of good things.
I think also another one that he hasn't had a lot of mat time, your 113-pounder Aiden Preston there. He ended up third place there, and I think that's a good start for his career here.
Yeah, Aiden did a great job. They were all the freshmen were incredibly nervous, you know, stepping on a varsity mat. Aiden just has got incredible hips, and he's really powerful in certain positions. You know, once he truly understands wrestling a little bit better and get some more times and get some confidence, especially on his feet, I think he's going to end up being a really good wrestler for us, you know. And he works really hard. He's smart. He listens. So, a lot of upside for Aiden.
Absolutely here. And you now head southward, southwesterly Saturday, going to Ulysses, that tournament there. I think it's just a seven-team tournament. Team-wise, I think Ulysses is going to have a pretty tough team this year again, and I know there's going to be a lot of great individuals there. What are some things that you're maybe looking to see with your team improve upon from Hoxie to Ulysses?
you know, like I said, I thought we were aggressive. I thought we went after takedowns, which I want to see and continue to see. But I want to be maybe a little bit more in control, a little more precise, I guess, with some of the stuff that we were trying to do. I think at times we pushed things that weren't there, and it got us into some trouble, and a couple small mistakes can cost you big. But, you know, just kind of picking up where we left off a little bit. And I just want to see improvement every week. And I think as young as these guys are, I think I'm going to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned it last week, of course, no fans allowed there. You had that Saturday, and it sounds like there's going to possibly be parents allowed Saturday, Ulysses. What was that like, kind of in a gym with just wrestlers only?
You know, it was strange, but I think that we were all focused on what we were there to do, so I don't know that it affected us, you know, too much. But, yeah, it was definitely just a strange feeling.
That should be a good one for you guys on a Saturday there at the Ulysses there, a good tournament there to get going with your season and continue. I think you're taking the whole team down there, I believe, right?
Yeah, you know, with all the teams that have dropped out and so mm-hmm. on, so they're going to let us enter. Two people in each weight class, so we'll be able to pretty much take everybody. So.
Well, that would be a good deal here. Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here, and thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys coming up on Saturday at Ulysses.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here, and now we'll talk with senior Gabe Bowers here. Had a great start to his senior season here, and is it weird to think that you're into your senior year of wrestling?
Yeah, it's been a long road, but it's probably been my favorite sport.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good one for you, too, here. And Saturday, you took care of business early on and often in that tournament there. And how did you feel like you were for first tournament of the year?
I feel like I was pretty focused. I got a little excited in my first match. That was kind of bad. I came out, and I really wanted to try to end each match as fast as I could, try to see where I was at, like, skill-wise with everybody else, and I thought I did pretty well.
Yeah, you had a pretty good day there, and you win the finals match over the kid, and Colby, faced him a lot over the years here, and, you know, to get your first tournament win under your belt, as you look back here, what are some things maybe you did differently here than you have in previous years?
I was a little more aggressive this weekend, which I'm very happy with. I just need a couple more things on my feet, like Coach said, and I think I'll be a lot more successful, actually, because big guys don't really, you know, shoot a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and do you shoot in a lot now?
I won't get under them, because that's scary.
Yeah.
But I'll try to grapple with them, because usually I'm stronger than they are.
All right, well, hopefully things work out for you Saturday. What is something maybe that you're going to continue to work upon here Saturday and down the road here?
I'd like to work on my arm drag to a snatch single and my elbow passes a little bit, just trying to get to legs.
All right, and what's the goal that you have here as you work through the season?
Come out on top and help the team out, help them improve as much as I can.
All right, well, it's been a fun start for you there, Saturday there with the win there at the Hoxie Invitational. Now down to Ulysses to continue your season. Gabe, thanks again as always. Congratulations on a great start, and keep up the good work.
Yep, thank you.